John Thomas. I'm the author of a book entitled You Can Live It Any Way You Choose, and indeed you can, and if you listen to me, you will find out it is the simplest thing in the world. But in order to understand the problem, you really have to understand that you didn't get fat by accident. You made yourself fat. It wasn't the food, it was you. The food just lays there. You don't have to put it in your mouth, you don't have to go and get it. You did it on purpose. Now, this is something you have difficulty understanding or accepting because you say, are you kidding? It was all the fast food restaurants. I never wanted to get fat. I wanted to be healthy. I wanted to be lean. I wanted to look terrific in my clothes. I would never voluntarily be fat. Indeed, that's true. You never would voluntarily be fat. The fact is, it wasn't a voluntary act. You had to get fat. Sounds crazy, doesn't it? It really isn't. After all, look at it. You wanted to become thin. You wanted to remain thin. You felt good. You weren't fat. But you ate enough food to make yourself fat. And you are eating just enough food to keep yourself fat. It's not a function of diet. It's not a question of diet. You are eating enough food to keep yourself fat. You know exactly what to do to weigh less. The fact is, and this is difficult for you to accept, you are emotionally comfortable being fat. That's right, you are. And that's why you keep yourself fat. And that's why dieting, or losing weight if you want to call it, is so difficult. Because you're uncomfortable weighing less. You'd be thrilled to weigh less, but you know what you do? You'd go out and eat enough food to get you back to where you weigh now. Because you're comfortable there. Emotionally, you're comfortable. Intellectually, you can't stand it. You hate it. But the fact is, you did it all to yourself. If you ever want to weigh less permanently, you really have to understand how you got fat and why you made yourself fat. It's the reality of the problem. The problem is it's not an intellectual decision. You can choose not to jump out of a second-story window or crash your car in an oncoming SUV. Theoretically, you can choose only to eat that amount of food necessary to live your life at the weight you want to live at, but you haven't been able to do it. Now, why do you think that's the case? I'll tell you exactly what it is. It is your emotional component of eating. It's the need you feel within you that eating tries to satisfy. Of course, in the end, eating satisfies nothing. It only makes it worse. Let me tell you what you really want. You really want to have food in your mouth. That's all eating is. You put food in your mouth, you chew it, and you swallow it. Of course, you taste it. And that's the end of the food. You want to feel good again, you have to get more food and put it in your mouth. It's the comforting taste of the food you like. It's whatever food and eating means to you. You need to eat the way you do. That's why you haven't been able to do what you wanted to do about your eating and your weight. Don't kid yourself into thinking it's something else. It isn't. Remember during Prohibition? People wanted alcohol. They couldn't take it away from them. It's the same thing for food. What do you think would happen if they passed a law banning ice cream? Or making fast foods illegal, which they're always trying to do? Or taking, you know, sugar away from you. Anything that you like, you're going to go get it. I don't care what the cost. I don't care what the price. You're going to have it. You're not going to deprive yourself of things you believe you need emotionally or things you feel you need emotionally. You're going to go get those foods. You're going to get those foods in your mouth. And when you get to weigh whatever it is you weigh now, 250, 200, 180, 300, it doesn't make any difference. You actually feel okay weighing that. You know, intellectually you hate it because you're fat and you don't look in the mirror and you hate it and you don't like the clothes you wear. But you're not going to change the weight you weigh on any permanent basis unless you eliminate this emotional need to be able to put all that food in your mouth. It is fundamentally that simple. You know, something like 97% of everybody who goes on diets eventually gains the weight back. Isn't that crazy? Isn't that just stupid? Let's say you weigh 250. Just for fun, you lose 50 pounds. You weigh 200. Why can't you remain at 200 pounds? You could eat pretty much the same foods. You could stay there, but you won't let yourself stay there. Your body feels a need, or you feel a need, to get your body back to weighing 250. That's right. That's how it works. Ask yourself, why haven't you been able to weigh less? And the reason you can't go on a diet or eat less, if you want to call it that, is fundamentally because all diets are based on deprivation. Not just deprivation of food, it becomes an emotional deprivation. But I will tell you, it's so easy to eliminate this, you have no idea. And I don't want any money for this. This is all free. I have nothing to sell you, nothing at all. If you really want to start, you have to understand the problem. You can't solve the problem without understanding it. If you don't know the problem, you have no chance. So here's what to do first, even though it seems so simple. Force yourself to do it. Here's what to do. To start it. Not going to solve it everything, but it'll start it. You never, ever put any food in your mouth. You call it eating. I call it putting food in your mouth. Unless you understand why you're doing it. Here's what to do. Here's the start. The beginning. Let's say you weigh 200, 250. You're unhappy with your weight, or I suppose you wouldn't be listening to this podcast. You say, okay, and you're about to put anything in your mouth. What you call eating. So before you do, you say to yourself, I weigh 200 or 250. I don't like weighing this. Why am I putting this food in my mouth? Why am I doing it? Are you hungry? Does your body need nourishment? Is that really the problem? Or are you eating just to make yourself feel good? What makes you feel good is having the taste of that food in your mouth. Is that why you're putting all the food in your mouth? Or you call it eating? Is that really why you're doing it? You have to ask yourself these questions. And I will tell you again, that's the most difficult part, is telling yourself the truth. Once you face up to the truth, changing becomes relatively easy. And I will teach you how to eliminate the emotional need you feel to put all the food in your mouth. It's not something you have control over, which is why so many people are fat, and so many people have so much difficulty weighing less on a permanent basis. Or you may lose 10 or 15 or even 20 or 30 pounds sometime, but the chance of you gaining it back is very close, dangerously close to 100%. So what are your odds? Not good. The problem is you become emotionally comfortable weighing what you do. This is really difficult to understand, I know. But if you understand the problem, you will realize that's exactly what you've done, and you say, oh my gosh, how could I have been so stupid? What an idiotic thing. This whole thing was a giant mistake. It never had to happen. You haven't lost your mind. This is not something you've had control over. I know everybody tells you you do have control over what you do. They want to post the number of calories on menus. What a ridiculous thought. They want to take the vending machines out of schools and other places like that. As nice as it may seem, everybody's going to go get the food somewhere else. You think fast food restaurants are bad. You think that's the cause of your weight. Fine. I'll tell you what. Let's do a test. It doesn't cost a thing. Don't go to a fast food restaurant for a month. You know what will happen to your weight? Nothing. Nothing. You will go get that food somewhere else. Think about it. Do it. Do it. Try it. It doesn't cost anything. You can stop anytime you want. It's of your own volition. But ask yourself, every time you're thinking of putting food in your mouth, why am I doing this? Is it really because I'm hungry, because my body needs nourishment, or am I trying to satisfy some emotional need? Once you come to grips with the reality of the problem solving, it's not very hard. I'll tell you how to do it. If you want, you can go to my website, emotionalchange.com, www.emotionalchange.com. Click on Daily Experiences. There's 70 of them there. Just go through them. Learn it. It's really simple, and I will tell you, you will be able to eliminate the emotional need you feel to put all that food in your mouth. Putting that food in your mouth will not have an emotional kick to it anymore. It's just food. You're giving it an emotional component. This is John Thomas. Tune in again. Remember, it's free. I don't want any of your money. I'm doing this because everybody's trying to sell you something. I'm not. And the chance of you losing weight permanently using any other thing is probably close to zero. Stick with it. I'll talk to you next time. Goodbye.